Welcome to the Corporate Escapers podcast, your guide to finding, following, and creating the life you love. I'm Christine Ness, and I'm here to help you discover your passion, turn it into a business, and live the life of your dreams. So do you ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, going through the motions day in, day out, and not feeling fulfilled? Or maybe you have a passion and you're not sure how to turn it into a business? Well, you're not alone. That's why we've created a show to give you the tools, the inspiration, and guidance you need to find and follow your passion, start a business, and create a life you love. We'll bring you the expert interviews, the success stories, and actionable advice to help you turn your passions into a business. So are you ready to ignite your passion and start pursuing your dream life? If so, join us on this journey as we explore the exciting world of entrepreneurship and also take your life to the next level. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes. I must admit, I've been super excited for this interview because I just adore this amazing, beautiful human being, Terry. So welcome, my love. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you once again. It's a wonderful opportunity and truly appreciated and very grateful. Thank you.
Well, look, I've got so much actually I really do want to ask you. I've just had whole heap of information. Mm-hmm. So do you want to just quickly introduce yourself to our amazing audience, and then I'm going to fire away with some amazing questions for you today.
Okay. Everyone, welcome to today's podcast. As Christine said, my name is Terry Tonkin. I am an author and a ghostwriter and multiple international bestsellers now, and partly due to the books that I've been in with Christine. So by April, I think that'll be 16. So I'm an author in my own right. I've done 15 compilation books and I'm ghostwriting for clients as well. So I found my passion at a mature age and just loving the journey now.
I must admit, you were at the Mind Body Spirit Festival over the weekend, and yes. I got to see you, which was really, I love seeing my clients like really in their element. And, we're storytellers, like both you and I, we tell stories. And, a lot of the times that when telling a story, even if it's not our own, it's just that emotional connection that you get. Do you still get that, like when you work and you're a published author, you've done nearly 16 books. Do you still get that emotional connection with sharing your story?
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm a mature age woman, so I've got lots of stories to share. And you mentioned the expo on the weekend, and I had a gentleman talking to me, and he said, "I'll probably want to talk to you about ghostwriting." He called me Monday morning. He was going to call me sometime this week. And he just said, by talking to myself and Deb, who was my partner at the expo, he just felt that he needed to talk to me more. And I think that's the beauty of it, is that you can really be your authentic self. You've got nothing to prove to anyone. It is your story. And yet my story resonated with him. So you never know who is going to hear it and who needs to hear it. So if one person is inspired or motivated or just has that sense of, I'm not the only one, then our job is done as a storyteller, because we all know we've had all similar experiences, but how we react, how we respond is always so different. And if one person can hear that somebody has had a very similar story, they can just and breathe and go, okay, I'm not alone. I'm not strange. I'm not, out of the ordinary. I am actually normal.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing, isn't it? Like you said, like we all have life experiences, and it is the way that we deal with it that makes us so unique. I think the world would be so boring if we were so cookie cutter and we didn't experience things differently. We didn't have our own take on things as well. Yeah. Do you find now that, as you've started to share your stories even more so, that the level of emotions are either different or just the depth sometimes comes through because you've also healed part of that story the more times you share it?
Oh, absolutely. By sharing it and resharing it, the emotion is still there, but it's not necessarily as triggering, I guess. Learned through the work I've done on myself and work with others, by telling a story, it is very cathartic, it's very therapeutic, and not to minimize the emotion that happened or the experience that you had, but to actually appreciate that there was something in that lesson, there was something to learn, something to help you grow. It doesn't always, you know, the experience may have been, I'll use the word negative, but it's not quite what I mean, but the experience may not have been a good experience, but there's always a learning. And from learning, we can grow and we can move forward and, you know, up-level ourselves, our lives, our business. And I think that's where it is. The more you tell, the more you share, there's more of an acceptance that whatever happened, there is a lesson to be learned. And if we take those learnings to move forward, we can only grow from there.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is what I love about doing the co-authored books is because you get to share it not only within the beautiful group of authors that we bring into the books, but also too, it's that support system as well. And we've got a couple of first-time authors coming into this new book and, you know, just being able to be there to support them, to show them, and for them to also learn from our journeys as well. From it, I think that's also very empowering because you can actually see how far you've come from like the first time that you've written a book to now, and how it's not detached from the emotions but able to process it probably a little bit better because you've had the experience before.
And being in the collaborative book, like you said, there's some new authors in this group, and even in the few short months that we've been together, they have grown. They still have those nerves. They still have that, the anticipation and the excitement. And I still have that. Yeah. I treat it differently. I process it differently now.
Yeah.
But if, you know, myself as an author can support somebody else on their journey, it's a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So this next book, it's called An Enlightened Life. And I loved the title because I see so many of us as we've gone through a journey that we are now the lighthouse keepers. So we're the lighthouse, we're the beacon of light for people.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I describe it is that everyone's path to get to the lighthouse. Now, first of all, some may not see the lighthouse because they're not ready for it, but their journey to get to the lighthouse, to get to that safety beacon that you are and shining your light, is going to be different for so many people. But for you as being the lighthouse, how does that, you know, for you resonate with you? Is it confronting? Is it, oh my goodness, I'm still too scared. I don't know if that's me. Like, what is your process around someone saying that you're the lighthouse?
When you first approached me about being in the book and I was like, oh, an enlightened life, what does that actually mean? And I immediately went to spiritual, religious sort of thing. And then we had our discussion. And I am living an enlightened life. I live the life of my passion. I'm living life on my terms. I'm living a life where I can choose. I have that freedom to choose what I'd like to work on, when I'd work, if I like to work. So it's definitely not a spiritual book in the usual sense of spiritual. And I don't class myself as religious, not necessarily spiritual, but there is a faith. And that's different for everybody.
Yeah.
faith in myself. I have faith in my support systems. I have faith in the work that I do. I have faith that I will be supported. So it's not in the usual sense, but there is a faith. That's probably the best way I can explain it.
Yeah. And do you also find that you've had to be pretty much a lighthouse for yourself? Like, to get to where you are, like, yes, you can learn from other people, but the pillar really is you.
Yeah. And I think doing the expo on the weekend, it was such a huge weekend, and it really gave me a platform to go, yeah, you do know what you're actually doing. You do know how to converse with people. You do know how to share that message. You do know what you need to do for others. So that was just an amazing weekend for me. And I mean, I've been 18 months in the journey of a ghostwriter, 4.5 years as an author. But on the weekend, I think that just really brought it home to me that the services that I offer are valid and the services that I offer are needed.
And I love the fact that, you know, like so many of us, you know, can still have those epiphanies, like we can still have that sort of awakening, like at different moments. And it's probably because, like, I'm a true believer that they come when you're ready for them as well, because they've already been there all along, but we probably just weren't ready to hear it or even to recognize it and accept it as well.
Absolutely.
So I love the fact that, you know, you're very raw and very vulnerable. You are an amazing mentor as well, like to all the other authors that do come into the book. And I sort of like go, oh my God, Terry's in the book. Great. I've got my little support crew, like, you know, in the book, which is amazing. But what it would be like if you had said to yourself, let's just talk about a younger self, that you're going to be an author, what would have been your first thought back then?
Oh, look, from an early age, a very early age, I wanted to write a book. I had no idea what that even meant at 5 or 6 years old. I grew up in Western Queensland, out, you know, in the bush, basically, and books were my friends. And I just thought, oh, one day I'm going to write a book. And then life got in the way. It took me quite a while to get back there. But as my younger self, it was always, that was my dream, to write a book. I had no idea what it would be about. I had no idea that it would be now, I'm up to 16 books, you know. It was, I want to write a book. And at the time, I thought it was going to be a children's story. But through my experiences, I've learnt to share my stories is the way I need to go. So if I go back to my younger self, I would be going, have as many experiences as you possibly can.
Yes.
The good and the not so good, because it will make for a good story.
Oh, absolutely. I remember my spiritual coach taught me the phrase, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. And it was like a bitter pill to swallow to start off with, like going, oh my goodness, seriously, like, you know, no, come on, like the universe is against me, pretty much. That's how I was feeling with it. But learning now that, like you said, it is the journey. It's about having those experiences through life, because you wouldn't be the person that you are today without all of those experiences, the good, the bad, and everything else in between.
Yeah. The experiences, all of my experiences have made me who I am, but they don't define me. There's not experience that I go, that's me. There's all of those experiences and everything in between that makes me me. And I'm so much more than that. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm excited for this book. I'm excited because we're also going to put you into the April issue of the Corporate Escapist magazine too, which, you know, I love the fact that, like, for you, every time that you share your story, there is a new depth, there is a new layer that comes out to it. So I just want to say, firstly, thank you so much for being you and to share your story and trusting me to share your story. I'd love to know that if there's somebody sitting out there right now that, you know, they're like, oh, I want to write my story, but I don't know where to start. What advice would you give to somebody?
The first thing I would say is someone needs to hear your story. Someone, even if it's only one person. And then if you don't know where to start, contact someone like myself, Strider. Contact yourself, have the conversation. And if you want to share the story and you don't know how to write it, there are people like myself as a ghostwriter that can help that as well. Still your story, it's your work. I just put the words on the paper. There are book coaches that can help. There's yourself that can help. And as we said before, the group of ladies that we've got together in each book help each other because somebody has something or somebody's done something else or somebody has done something else. And just that community in and of itself will get you through. And we've had a few first-timers in this book and one of them reached out and I was able to reassure her and we went through her work together because that's how I work as a ghostwriter. Is if I'm writing the story, it's still a collaborative work. Then if I do a review of work, it's still their work. It's my suggestions to tidy it up, I guess. But there are ways to have your story told. There's lots of ways, even if you can record it and have somebody write it, if that's comfortable. But reach out. Let people know that you want to write a book or a chapter. If your book's too overwhelming, write a chapter. 3,000 words. You're still a published author. You're still starting to share the story. And there are people that can help. Let people know that you want to write the book. Let people know that you need help and let people come in to do that for you.
I use the phrase the power of owning your story because I'm such a big believer that, A, you don't, like, if you've got a story, you don't need to share it to the world like you and I do. But owning your story, and I mean owning everything, and I say, you know, it's the good, the bad, the ugly, and all the other messy stuff that's in between. Because when you own it, you take control back of your life.
Yes.
And you let go of the shame, you let go of the guilt, you let go of everybody else's expectation because it's your story. How has that sort of, you know, concept for you really empowered you to make different changes in your life?
Again, I've done a lot of work on myself. When I retell those stories, it doesn't have the same impact on me in that it doesn't bring up the shame or the guilt. I can go, this is a story. One of my ghost clients had a fairly horrendous story to tell. She could brain dump for me, but it was triggering for her to write. But I wrote it as a story.
Yes.
So, like I said, writing can be very cathartic, can be very therapeutic, and it releases the shame and the guilt and any other emotions that you don't want to carry around forever. Even if you write your story and burn it.
Yeah.
It's released. It's gone. It's a story that you've been holding on to forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
And that can just lift the weight. And it just gives you a totally different focus because you're not focusing on that one story that has been holding you back.
Yeah. It's,
you've released it now. Let's go to the next one. And you can do that time after time after time.
To release. Yeah.
And like I said, there's happy emotions, there's sad emotions, there's angry emotions, and that's all okay. Yeah. And that even needs to come into the story. When we're writing, we need to bring that emotion into this story so that our readers can go, I can feel that.
Yeah.
I can understand that. But if you're writing for yourself, let it all out. Let it go.
Yeah, it is for me. The biggest release that I've been able to do, and like you said, like see things I'd literally be able to reframe the stories now because I've learned from the lessons. I've learned the fact that that story no longer defines me. That story is just part of my journey of where I had to go through to get to where I am today, which is like simply amazing. So I'm such a big believer. It's not just because it's part of my business. It is that I understand the full impact and the empowering nature that it gives you to be able to move forward to your next stage as well.
Absolutely. And like you said, empowering yourself to move forward. It's that there's the awareness that there's a story sitting there that's just holding me down. There's an acceptance that it is a story that can be released. And then there's that empowerment of letting it go. So it is a journey in and of itself.
Yeah.
Sharing the story. But when you have let it go, you grow.
Yes, absolutely.
The next layer, and you grow.
Yes.
And it's like an onion. You just keep taking off the layers.
I was just about to say that. I always now picture my life like I'm just releasing another layer of the onion. And you know, like my girlfriend and I, we talk about these all the time. Like we're just like, oh, you know, like this happened, and I'm like, oh my god, like this happened, and we're just peeling another layer off just to get to the good stuff inside. You know, with it. So I love all of that. Now I know, like, you're an amazing ghostwriter, and I know a bit about your process as well and how you tap into your clients. Do you want to give everyone just a little bit of a rundown of sort of like what it would be like to work with you as a ghostwriter?
When I have a client or a potential client approach me and say, look, I really want to have a, you know, I want to write my book, but I don't know where to start, I'll have that initial conversation. And that's usually via Zoom or in person if possible. And then we work out whether we are actually suited to each other, because not everybody's going to be my cup of tea, and my writing style may not be everybody's cup of tea. And that's okay, because there's plenty to go around. So we'll have that conversation. I'll normally write the first chapter, send that back to the client and go, okay, have I got the right context? Have I got the timing right? Have I got your language right? Have I got your tone right? And that's the beauty of having that conversation. I always record my conversations so that I can hear the client. So even when I'm writing, I'll go back to listening to the audio and I'll go, oh, that's what it was. I couldn't quite get it. And I'm hearing their tone, their language, because the story has to be in their voice. So I have regular contact. And I normally allow 4 to 6 months to write a book manuscript. So that's up to around about the 40,000 words. Mm-hmm. That, it's not a long time, but it is a long time. Yeah. When you're wanting to get it out, it can be, oh, can we go a bit faster? Generally, I'll go, just no, we need to get this in context. We need to get the timings right, the sequencing. You know, we need to get that right. I have done one in 3 months, and that was, she was just an amazing client. But I go through that process. So I'll have the initial conversation. We'll set up regular contact. We allow 6 months. I send out a contract. I send it with payment terms and the scope of work. I normally do a payment, a third payment up front, a third payment at the 3 months, and a third payment at the end. And then I hand over the manuscript once it's completed. In my process, in my business model, I'm writing the manuscript. I'll hand it back to you as tidy as I can possibly make it, and then it's up to the client as to how they publish, when they publish, if they publish. They may just want it for the family, and they share it around. Yeah. So it's a pretty succinct process. You know, I may work once a week, once a fortnight, depending on the client and their schedule as well, and how much information I can draw.
Yeah. I love the fact that you listen to their voice, because so Terry, just to give everyone context, so she's helping me with my own personal book. So I've done so like a few co-author books, but I've got one big book that I want to put out, and it's my own self-help guide. And I'm like, oh my God, Terry's going to listen to a conversation because every word is nearly a swear word. So in that book, it's just like...
There's little digits.
I just think it's hilarious. I'm like, oh, and Terry's going to be listening. That, like, you know, all Christine's voice is in my head. And so I love the fact that you do that. And I do know, like, the quality of work, and you really do dive in deep and really feel like you're the client. It's literally just you typing away. It's their words. It's just you putting it into the format, which I absolutely love. You know, I love you. I adore you. I just think the absolute world of you. You're an amazing, beautiful human being, and I'm so grateful to have you as a friend and, you know, part of my amazing circle as well. So thank you so much for everything that you do and everything that you bring into this world, and, you know, gracing people with your stories. It's such a true gift.
Thank you so much. Truly appreciate it.
Now, before we go, I've got some random questions that I would love to ask you.
Sure.
Tea or coffee in the morning?
First up.
Yeah. Beach or country?
That's a tough one. I'm a water baby, so I'll have to say beach. Unless there's a river out in the bush.
Would you prefer to be on a cruise or... like just a traveling holiday, like with aeroplanes and you know, hotels?
Traveling holiday.
Love it. And cat or dog?
Dogs.
See, she's my girl. She gets it. So
we're connected.
I know. Like my fur baby, like literally, she's asleep. I've worn her out, ready. I'm with it, and I've got treats like on standby, you know, ready to go. Okay. Now the other thing is like, I know that the next question I would love to ask you is petrol car or electric car?
Petrol.
Amazing. Well, as I said, I think you're the most amazing human being. I get excited working with you. You just bring everything to the table, which I'm so super grateful. We're going to pop all the details of how you can reach out to Terry below. Make sure you connect with her. If you've got any questions, pop them below and we'll get them to you. Terry has already been in two of our amazing book, An Inspired Life, An Empowered Life, and now going to be An Enlightened Life. So we're going to get all of those details of how you can even pre-book your copy for Terry, and then after launch, how you can purchase a copy of Terry's book as well. So thank you so much, beautiful. I'm so grateful for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, and like I said, forever grateful.
Thank you to you for watching this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. Remember to live life to the fullest. Love and light to you all.